This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Total commitment to Christ. Bible-based. The Flaxmere Christian Fellowship Show welcomes you to this broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay. Released in 2016 by Elevation Worship. O come to the altar. Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. From the 2025 album release, King of Hearts, we have Brandon Lake with As For Me And My Home up next.
Things I've prayed, what matters most to me is that those I love will love the Lord. That every branch and leaf upon this family tree will find you of their own accord. As for me and my home, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my home, we believe in God. While on this side of the dirt, there's just one name we put first, Jesus of home. As for me, are yours to claim, they're your kids anyway, but I'll train them up as they should go.
We the Kingdom with Franny Cash, Give Us Holy Water.
Oh,
Us next with his message extract, thirsting for God.
So in the midst of that, this is what is welling up within me, thirsting for God, thirsting for God. So this is what the message is, thirsting for God. See, because the world, we thirst for so many things. People thirst for fame. People thirst for recognition. They want to be somebody. They want to look good. People thirst for a name for themselves. You know, people thirst many things. So the list goes on and on and on. They thirst many things, but they don't thirst the right thing, which is a relationship with the living God. That's what we should be thirsting after. And I can prove that to you. Being made in his image, we have within us the capacity to know him. I'm just going to say it because I've got it written. But John 17:3 says this. This is life eternal. This is King James. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He desires to be known. Pastor Nigel shared in the men's ministry that when Adam walked in the cool of the evening, God walked with him. God desired fellowship with his creation, and he has always desired it. He still desires it today. He desires your fellowship. You know, we as dads praise God for God's blessing upon our lives, and we can provide things for our families, some good things, things that they wouldn't probably have if it wasn't for you. But God forbid that those things become more important to them than the one who gave it. Amen? You hear me? They take more notice of the gift, but not the giver so much anymore, because the gift is taken over. And I'm relaying this, and I'm looking at this thirsting after God, and I'm looking into my own life, because I'm not saying this to be a big deal, but I know where I'm at with God. And I do my utmost and my best to serve him wholeheartedly with every fiber of my being. And I missed the mark many times. Praise God, like Pastor Nigel said, for the blood of Jesus. And I know I ain't perfect, but I'm trying, man. I'm out there, and I'm trying to live as best as I can for God. This is something that the Lord spoke to me at work. This is, son, average and mediocre ain't going to cut it in the world you live in. You see, because the earth groans and waits for the manifestation of the sons of God, of which you and I are part of. We are the sons of God. And the sisters, the daughters of the Most High God, and our world in which we have been placed in is desperately in need. It's in dire straits. And God's number one plan is you and me. There is no other plan. We're the number one plan. We're plan A to Z. That's it. And so I look to him. And I looked at my own life and I think to myself, what do I do, Lord? What is it that you want of me? I'm just one man. And it's like I feel the presence of God on me. And I can only do what he's called me to do, just like you can only do what he's called you to do. And this is part of it. This is part of this, what he has laid on my heart. He desires to be known by us. He desires to be known by us. Therefore, he initiates a relationship with us. We didn't find God. You know, we all come, oh, well, I found God. You know, who was lost here? You or him? It wasn't him. But he has been forever seeking us out, ever. He will not leave us alone. He seeks us. John 6:44, which says from the King James, that no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. So you know when you hear Pastor Nigel saying to you that you ain't clever enough to get yourself in here to church, that's the truth. God has put a desire within you to be here. You're just responded by His grace to that desire. I don't know about you, but that's very liberating for me because I ain't no robot, nor you. God calls and He leaves the choice to you because He's given you free will. You choose to obey Him or not. That's your choice. So no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. A.W. Tozer says it like this: before a man can seek God, God must first have sought the man. You see? That's why you come. That's why you're here. Because God has first sought you. He seeks and desires to have a relationship with you. Just like He was with Adam. The plan didn't change. We got a whole lot of mod cons and a whole lot of other things. A heap of distractions in the world in which we live. That vie for our attention. That distract us many times. Amen? You know this is true. I know it's true for my own life. And yet in the midst of this, God still calls. God still beckons us. Come, why? Because He knows that everything else you will give your life to will sap your strength, not give you strength. Right. It will sap you of the life of God within you. Amen. You know, it takes away everything about this. Say, well, I decided today that I was going to go to church. No, you didn't. God decided long ago that you should be here hearing this message today.
Hallelujah.
And you've just responded by His grace to be here.
Hallelujah.
And praise God that you have. Because if you have, then God desires not just the relationship, but to do something in your life. Right now, today. Hallelujah. See, this thirst, the thirst that you and I need. See, we have natural thirst and we have a spiritual thirst. But it's only the spiritual thirst coming from God, from the living waters, that can truly satisfy. Nothing else satisfies. I don't know, a whole heap of stuff. And nothing satisfies. None of that satisfies. That's the truth. Did I find pleasure in it? Yes. Did I know any better? No. Because we weren't brought up with God. I was just doing what everybody else was doing because that seemed to be the thing. What else was there? There was no example in my life to show me anything different than what I was doing. But God sought me. God sought me in amongst all of that mess. But when my wife left me with our two oldest children, that broke my heart, man. And I was still trying to act like I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and I was all the tough. And I wasn't. I can tell you honestly. I cried. I hurt. The booze didn't alleviate nothing. I just felt so like a failure. When God spoke to me that morning, because now I can look back and I see that God had come to me and He was seeking, and I had to respond to Him. So when I woke up that morning and said to Dore, I'm going to church today, and she says, hey. I have been going to church since that day of 1997, the first Sunday.
Hallelujah.
And you know, I'd like to say that I'd never miss no Sunday, but there's a slight glitch on my record. Through my own choices. But because God is good. God doesn't give us a thirst for things. He gives us a thirst for Him.
Amen.
For Him.
Hallelujah.
God doesn't give us an appetite for other things. He gives us an appetite for Him. Why? Because He is the true food.
Hallelujah.
This longing that some of you must have it. And I'm convinced that you do have it. And if you haven't got it, God can give it to you. You see, I'm just saying to you what I've already heard from Pastor Nigel. I've heard it before. And you see, in the midst of all of this thing, I know that for me, I have a longing. It's not just God today. No, I want God.
Hallelujah.
And everything that He is.
Hallelujah.
Because you and I, if we're going to make an impact and infect our generation for God, then we can't be average or mediocre.
No.
We've got to be who God said we are.
Hallelujah.
The sons of God.
Amen.
The daughters of the Most High.
Amen.
You know, it's not about, I've thought about this, and it's not about rising up to higher ground. We're already on the highest ground.
Yeah.
We're already seated in heavenly places with Christ. We're already there. So it's just a matter of finding about who am I in Christ and how to walk in that.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Because that's what it's about. Because I realize now at 55 years of age that nothing else matters. Nothing else is going to matter when all is said and done. This appetite and longing and yearning. God the Holy Spirit puts within us an appetite for more of God. And this is the thing, my brothers and sisters of the faith, those of you here that are listening, God has called you. Will you answer the call? See, because this would be the ultimate thirst breaker, is that He calls to engage you, to want a relationship with you, and you say no. That's true. If you respond, there's life, there's goodness, there's everything else that goes with it when you respond. Just like my natural kids would respond to me. I know what it's like for my child to walk away. I have felt that pain, but I also know what it's like for my child to return. Hallelujah. And I felt the joy of God within my life and thinking, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Because Dad couldn't do it. As much as I was trying, if I could have saved my kids, I would have saved them all. And I'd save yours too. But can we have up Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2, please? This is an old song, you know, but this is a great, great old song. It's the Word of God. Yeah, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Now I looked up the word, yeah, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? But this is it. I looked up the word pant, and it says here, it means a spiritual thirst for God. When you pant after God, it means a spiritual thirst for Him. Okay? Pastor Nigel said this one earlier on this morning. Can we have Psalm 107 verse 9, please? This is something that you have to look at, my brothers and sisters. When we're looking for things to satisfy us in this world, the reality is that once we were born again, there was nothing in this world that would ever satisfy us. Nothing besides God Himself. But this is it. For He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. That's what He wants to do. See, He satisfies the longing soul. Nobody else can satisfy a longing soul. Many, many people out there trying to satisfy themselves with just doing their own thing, doing this, trying to ignore God. Well, you can't. I mean, you can, but you can't, if you understand it. Because every time you walk away, there will always be something. And it's not God's doing, but that's what the cost of walking away from Him when He has called. The cost is higher when you walk away, not when you respond and come to Him. The cost goes both ways, but I'd rather pay the cost serving God. You know, so what? I don't have the friends that I had once before. I'm better off where I am. And I mean, I love them, I pray for them, I want them to come to the Lord. There's a spiritual strength that our pastor has that I want. I need it. I need it. I saw it that time over here. You understand? That is spiritual courage and spiritual strength. You know, I wasn't even in the picture. I tell you. But you know what? You understand, eh, my brothers and sisters, you understand. There's a strength that you and I need, and it's the sustaining strength of God. It's this thirst and the satisfying that only God can give us. When we stand against, when everybody else doesn't like you, when you're in a workplace, when you and people misunderstand you, they don't like you, but you hold your ground anyway. What does that? It doesn't matter that you can push 200 kgs. It doesn't matter that you can squat a couple hundred kgs. Who cares? When somebody thinks that you're a bleep, 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 you need something else within you. You need that spiritual strength to hold you firm when nobody else likes you. And we need it. You and I need this. John 6. 32 and verse 35. So this is it. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven, which is Christ himself. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. And yet, this thirsting, the thirst that God comes to us and makes us thirst for more of him. He makes us hunger for more of him. Not hunger for things. It's never a hunger for other things. It's a hunger for him because he knows that any other thing that I put in that place where I try and find satisfaction will be detrimental to me. It will not be good for me. It might start off good, but somewhere it will draw me down. It'll sap my strength because now I'm giving my attention to that and not to the living God. But if he's the satisfier of my hunger and thirst because he's the true food, he's the true drink, then I'm going to be fine. I'll be good. John 7, 37 and 38. On the last day, that the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So this is it straight away. He doesn't point anywhere else. He says, if anyone thirsts, come to me. Come to the living water. Come to the wellspring of life. There is no other wellspring of life, my brother or sister. There is nothing else that will satisfy the longing soul or anything. I mean, My wife and I, praise God, I can honestly tell you, I'm a happily married man. I love my wife with all my heart. And, you know, I love my family. I love what God's done for us. I love being part of the church fellowship, everything. I love it all. But I love God more. I hope you can understand that. You see, because we tend to want to wander off and give our affections to something else. And it's not worthy of it. It's not worthy of your attention and affection. And yet God, in his mercy and grace, understands us and continues to gently woo us and call us back or alert us because what? He already knows that's not going to lead you into a good space. This is what the thirsting for God does. I just want God, and I want you to want. And I'm trying my best to convey to you your need of not things, but God himself, the man, Jesus Christ. I thank you for the privilege of being able to share with you, and I just hope you've really grabbed something out of today's message. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faxmere Christian Fellowship Show, broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.